us, that would be an $11.6 million increase for day-to-day operations at our three universities. That's the 2% growth would mean for us. That would take us to $594.6 million. So as you see, I do know the numbers. Pay close attention to these.
And so what kind of difference is that going to make for the U of I going forward?
Well, it's an important step forward. It's actually less of an increase than our budget request was, but we're just delighted to see that the state, in a bipartisan manner, is recognizing the importance of public higher education and is making it a priority for reinvestment. And I think so the stability and the level are both very, very encouraging for everything we do. And so it's got importance beyond the actual number. But with those dollars, we're going to be recruiting faculty. We're going to be growing our enrollment, notably as Illinois residents. And we're going to be upgrading our facilities, our classrooms, our laboratories to make sure that the student experience is world-class.
The state also created a $25 million scholarship fund to be matched by public universities and community colleges. Do you know how much of that scholarship fund the U of I is going to have access to? I know you're going to have to match it.
Yeah. We don't know exactly, but we estimate it would be about 45% of that number would be what we would receive from the state, and we would indeed match it. We're very committed to the enrollment of Illinois natives and Illinois residents, and we think this is another very strong signal of support for, you know, the role of public higher education in the state in supporting families and students.
The U of I, and particularly the Urbana-Champaign campus, has experienced some criticism in the past for high enrollment of students from other countries. Do you think this increase in scholarship money will really help keep Illinois students in Illinois, and specifically in the U of I system?
Yeah, I know, we know that when students get admitted to say, for example, Urbana-Champaign, and they don't come, we ask them why they didn't come, and many of the responses are related to financial aspects. So I think this increased funding level support will be helpful in keeping talent at the University of Illinois. I have to say, though, I think some of the feelings about international students displacing Illinois students is not actually true altogether, because four out of every five of our undergraduates come from the state of Illinois, and that's a much higher proportion than most of our peer, if not all of our peer universities. So we do cater very strongly to Illinois residents. In Urbana-Champaign, that's more like, I believe, 74%, but that's still three out of every four students comes from Illinois. And we're committed to that. And in our legislative agenda, we have actually written into that proposed statute metrics that would ensure that the commitment to Illinois resident students would be strong.